To order.
Will members please vote to signify their presence.
Roll shows 19 members present this morning, Madam President.
Thank you. If members would please stand, our chaplain this morning is Pastor Carrie Henriksen of the Ott Bay Bible Church.
Psalm 1 tells us that blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. May each one of us be that kind of person, Lord, who looks to you first and last for our moral and spiritual direction, and in doing so, goes about our business in a way that is pleasing to you. Thank you for the beacon of truth you shine to light our way. May we choose to walk in it, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Senator Torgerson, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify the correctness of the journals for the 4th, 5th, and 6th legislative days.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Without objection, the journal is approved and certified. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Are there messages from the Governor?
There are no messages from the Governor.
Are there messages from the House?
There are no House messages.
Are there communications?
Communications. The following reports are on file. Department of Natural Resources 5-year oil and gas leasing program in accordance with AS 3805-180 B and C. Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority annual report in accordance with AS 4488-210. Those are all the communications this morning, Madam President.
Are there standing committee reports?
Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 3 relating to the crimes of murder, solicitation to commit murder in the first degree, manslaughter, and criminally negligent homicide. Signing DuPass, Senator Taylor Chair, Senators Halford and Ellis, signing no recommendation, Senator Torgerson, fiscal notes. Senate Bill number 3 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 4, Office of Victim Rights, recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute. Signing DuPass, Senator Taylor Chair, Senators Halford and Ellis, signing no recommendation, Senator Torgerson, fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill number 4 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Madam President.
Are there reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Are there Senate resolutions for introduction?
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 3 by Senator Taylor, an act relating to the sovereignty of the state of Alaska and the sovereign right of the state of Alaska to manage the natural resources of Alaska.
Resources, Judiciary.
And those are all the resolutions for introduction.
Are there Senate bills for introduction?
Senate Bill number 41 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council, an act making corrective amendments to the Alaska statutes relating to certain repealed law as recommended by the reviser of statutes and providing for an effective date.
Senate Bill 41 is going to go to both judiciary and then to finance. It's rather unusual. We have two revisers bills this year. This one deals with just one piece, which is something that needs to be clarified coming out of a 1994 law that the legislature passed, so it will go to judiciary and then finance.
Senate Bill number 42 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council, an act making corrective amendments to the Alaska statutes as recommended by the reviser of statutes and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 43 by Senator Ward, an act making a special appropriation from the earnings reserve account to the principal of the permit fund and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 44 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making appropriations for the year 2000 assessment, compliance, and remediation projects, making appropriations under Article 9, Section 17C, Constitution of the State of Alaska, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 45 by Senator Halford, an act relating to tort immunity for personal injuries or death occurring on land relating to the vacation by the state or municipality of rights of way acquired by the state under former 43 U.S.C. 932 and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary, Finance.
Those are all the bills this morning, Madam President.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
presentations in commemoration of the Alaska Agricultural and Forestry Experiment Station 100th anniversary, honoring King Tung Chain, honoring 517th Airlift Squadron, in memoriam Jody Brave, in memoriam Bill Hall, in memoriam John Michael and Stephanie RZ.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move that the citations appearing on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations are approved. Is there unfinished business this morning? Senator Adams.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused, not subject to the call, on Friday, January 29th.
Hearing no objection, Senator Adams will be excused on Friday, January 29th. Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent I be excused, not subject to a call from 1:30 January 26th until approximately 1 p.m. or plain time on January 29th.
January
29th.
Hearing no objection, Senator Taylor will be excused as requested. Senator Wilkins.
Thank you, Madam President. I would ask to be excused from the call of the Senate from noon on January 28th to early plain time, Friday, January 29th.
Hearing no objection, Senator Wilkins will be excused as requested. Senator Pete Kelly.
Thank you, Madam President. I would ask in unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate Friday, January 29th at 1:45 plain time and 1:45 and early plain time Monday, the following Monday at 9:30, please.
Friday, 1:30 until plain time Monday morning, the 1st. Hearing no objection, Senator Pete Kelly will be excused as requested. Senator Tim Kelly.
Madam President, I would make move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate on Friday for state business.
Hearing no objection, Senator Kelly will be excused on Friday, February 29th. Senator, please come back to order. Are there any further unfinished business? Senator Halford.
Move and ask unanimous consent to be excused on Friday.
Hearing no objection, I think the Resources Committee meeting on Friday just got canceled. Further unfinished business? Are there announcements? Senator Lehman.
Madam President, I had hoped that he would be here for me to introduce him. I understand that he's in Juneau, but General Tom Case, who is the commander of the 11th Air Force and the NORAD region and the Alaska Command, is in Juneau for a few hours today. And if you would like to meet him just to say hi, I understand that he's going to be at my office at 1 o'clock. Come by and shake his hand and meet him. I believe he's going around with Rear Admiral Terry Cross from the Coast Guard. And so if you want a chance to do that, I welcome you to come down and at least greet General Case and Rear Admiral Cross.
Thank you. Announcement. Senator Mackey.
Madam President, there will be a majority caucus immediately following the adjournment in the Butrovich.
Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. The Senate Democrats will meet briefly for a minority caucus in the Belt Room immediately upon adjournment.
Further announcements. Are there special orders this morning? Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move that the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday the 26th.
Senate is adjourned.